We are a people of faith. Amen? We believe even if we don't see. Amen? Amen ba? Sabi ng Lord, blessed are those who believe even though they don't see. Praise God. I pray na sa Crossworld po, maging mga lalaki at babae tayo ng pananampalataya, that we can see beyond what the human eye can see and believe that something will happen out of nothing. No? And that in the emptiness of everything, no, we can find meaning. Ang Panginoon lang ang pwedeng gumawa ng mga himala sa ating buhay. Amen ba? So, we believe in what the Lord says. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for Pastor Ray for leading us. And thank you for the praise team. Palapakan nga natin ang Panginoon sa umagang ito. Hallelujah. So, kumusta na po kayo mga kapatid? Kumusta na ang inyong mga katawan? Nananakit pa rin ba ang inyong mga kasukasuan? Pagkatapos ang Family Day, congratulations sa Team Dilawin. Dilawin for the win. So they emerge as champion in our Family Day 2017 in all the competitions and games, no? Overall champion. Congrats, this is sacred. No. Talagang you hang tight and never let go. Maganda rin ang inyong performance. Praise God. And for the team, Avengers! Ayan. Ang tindi ng fighting spirit nyo. Hallelujah. I really like the spirit. Amen. Kahit third place. And thanks to also sa Power Rangers. Blue Eagles and Green Army for being such a sport, no? Panalangin ko lang may our teamwork in the games translate into teamwork in winning souls and making disciples. Amen. This month is our conquest month. So itong dalawang linggo na susunod will be our part of our consecration. And the last week of June will be our conquest. Then we'll have another crossing in the end of July. So yun po yung mga schedules natin, okay, for the month. Now, meron tayong bagong theme for the month. And the theme for the month is the making of a king. Amen? Sabi mo nga, the making of a king. Yeah. We will be focusing on the life of David. David, the shepherd, the singer, will be talking about David as a son and David as a soldier slaying giants. So itong pag-uusapan natin for the whole month of April, paano ba inihahanda ng Diyos ang isang lalaki o ang isang babae para sa kanyang kaharian at sa paghahari? Okay? So, and our devotion will be focused on kingdom parables. So, kuhanin ninyong ang copy ng ating devotional for the month of June. Naka-post yan sa ating FB page. Ang ating devotional for the month of June is kingdom parables. Tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid, as we read our passage for the day. Okay. Psalm 78, verse 70 to 72. If you have your Bibles, mas maganda doon yung basahin. Okay? Psalm 78, verse 70 to 72. From the New Living Translation. Basahin natin sabay-sabay ito. Ready, go. He chose his servant David, calling him from the sheep pens. He took David from tending the ewes and lambs, and made him the shepherd of Jacob's descendants, God's own people, Israel. He cared for them with a true heart and led them with skillful hands. The Lord bless the reading of His Word. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa umagang ito, bigyan mo kami ng katapangan at ng pananampalataya at ng pagtiyaga upang marating namin ang pangitain mo para sa bawat isa sa amin. Lord, You have destined every one of us to reign. You have destined every one of us for the crown. Make us ready and help us prepare for royalty. For Your glory alone, in Jesus' name, Amen. Palakpakan natin ng malakas ang ating Panginoong Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Kingships, monarchy, games of the thrones. Sa buong mundo po, there are 45 nations with monarchy. Until now, mga bansa na ang namumuno po sa kanila ay mga hari. But technically, there are only about 30 kings in the whole world kasi po yung ibang mga kaharian ay nakakluster, kagaya po ng United Kingdom with 4 nations under United Kingdom, pero isa lang ang kanilang reyna, si Queen Elizabeth II. So meron pang mga ibang bansa na ang kanilang pinuno ay hari, kagaya ng Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Brunei, UAE, Thailand, no? Yan po yung mga bansa. At isa pa ngayon na pinaghaharian din ng isang hari na hindi naman technically bansa ay ang Vatican. In fact, I think the most powerful king on the face of the earth right now is the Pope. No? Kasi ang kanyang pamamahala at ang kanyang pangunguna ay absolute, no? Kagaya po ng mga hari. Now, paano pa maging hari? Sino gusto maging hari? Sino dito naghahari-harian? Alam mo ba, kapatid, na ikaw ay iniyahanda ng Diyos sa paghahari? Ikaw ay iginigiya ng Diyos because your destiny is to be rulers of nations. Bilang mga tinubos ng dugo ng ating Panginoong Jesus, yan ang vision ng Panginoon sa atin. Kaya itong nangyayari sa atin sa mundo at sa iyong buhay ay bahagi lang yan ng preparasyon sa paghahari ni Kristo in the millennium at kasama kang maghahari ng Panginoon. Now, how do you become a king? In this world, you can only become a king by having a large and powerful army. Kapag ka siguro malakas ang armada mo, ang mga sundalo mo, pwede mong i-overthrow ang isang gobyerno and then you will become a king. But in the 17th century, nag-decide na po, especially sa United Kingdom, na wala nang dahil medyo may kapayapaan na, there is no need to really overthrow, but there will be a line of succession of kings based on blood and royal descent. Siguro, it would be interesting for us to find out, paano ba nagiging hari sa United Kingdom? At bakit ang nag-ahari ngayon sa United Kingdom ay hindi lalaki, but babae, si Queen Elizabeth? How did that happen? No, by the way, we need to pray for London right now. There's an ongoing terrorism right now in along London Bridge. Meron mga atake po ng ISIS. Right now, just right now. It's happening right now. So let's continue to pray for London. But let's watch this and see paano ba nagiging hari. Kung nangangarap kang maging hari ng Inglaterra, paano ka magiging hari? Pwede ka kaya? Tingnan natin how someone becomes a British monarch. Let's watch this.
How to become the British monarch. Historically, the crown sat upon your head mostly because you had the biggest army. When you died, your eldest son kept control over that army, and so the crown relocated to his head. Though, of course, someone with a bigger army could change the political landscape quite abruptly. As time marched on and the world grew less violent, eventually in 1701, Parliament established a set of rules to transfer the crown from one head to another, hopefully with less turmoil than before. So here's how the 1701 rules work. First, don't be Catholic. The British monarch monarch is also the head of the Church of England, to which the monarch must convert if not already a member. Except that if you're Catholic, no crown for you. The history of the royal family and how this rule came to be is a story for another time, but suffice it to say that bigger army diplomacy was involved. And by the way, no, you can't cleverly get around this rule by converting from Catholicism to something else and then to Church of England. In the eyes of the crown, Catholicism is transitive. Second, don't be a bastard. Sometimes it's good to be the king, but it's never good to be the illegitimate children of the king who are out of line for the crown from literally the moment of their conception. If you're related to the monarch but are either a Catholic or a bastard or both, the crown has the delightful term naturally dead to refer to you and your lack of right to succession. Third, spouses don't count. While people often think of kings and queens as a pair, that's not the way it works here. Spouses of monarchs are known as royal consorts. They may be called prince or queen, but as far as the crown is concerned, they're not in line for the throne. They're just the matching 23 chromosomes needed for the creation of the real heir. Fourth and finally, male primogena whatever. This is the algorithm of inheritance. When the monarch dies, or abdicates, but usually dies, the crown goes to the eldest son who isn't naturally dead. If there happens to be an elder daughter, tough luck to her. Baby brother gets the crown. It's simple enough, but there are non-obvious cases. Take a king with two sons. If the eldest dies before the king does, obviously the crown goes to the youngest, now oldest, brother. But what if the eldest son gave the king a grandson before death? Where does the crown go then? Well, the crown basically pretends that everyone, except the naturally dead, is alive, so upon the death of the king, the crown goes to his eldest son, who is now sort of the king who just really happens to be dead. So the rule kicks in again, and the crown goes to his son, not, as seems obvious now, his brother. But if this 1701 rule means that eldest sons get the crown, how did queens ever come to be? Basically, daughters were the last choice of the crown, which is why there have been so few. To get the crown, a daughter had to either be the only child of a monarch or the eldest child without competing brothers. So pregnant mothers must have made any daughters with queenly aspirations quite nervous. Now, sometimes the branch of a family tree dies out, be it from war or plague or whatever, so the crown's contingency plan, if it's at a dead end, is to back up one level and then apply the rules forward again, looking for a living head to sit upon. If no luck, back up again and repeat until a living heir is found. And there will always be an heir. The first king of England was over 1,000 years ago, and the mathematics of human reproduction, backed up by DNA evidence, reveals that just about every European alive is distantly related to him, so the crown will eventually find a way. So, from the first king through the new millennium, the various rules went along, making monarchs, though with a gender-biased result, that nobody seemed too bothered about until suddenly, in 2013, for no particular reason at all, everyone decided that the rules needed to be updated right now. So Parliament and the monarchy got together and made some changes, most notably striking the male part of rule number 4. From 2013 on, the crown views all royal sons and daughters with equal favor. The only thing that matters is the order of their birth. So prior to 2013, the boy in a set of fraternal twins in development could sit back and relax, secure that the crown would be his no matter what happened on delivery day, but in the post-2013 gender-equal world, it's now a race for the door to win the crown.
Okay, so that's just a trivia. Kasi ngayon, Queen Elizabeth is the one reigning as the Queen of England. Ang kanyang asawa, si Philip, hindi siya king, pero siya ay tinatawag na the Duke of Edinburgh. Okay. Ang kasunod na magiging hari ni Queen Elizabeth is Prince Charles, na napangasawa ng most famous Princess Diana. You remember? Prince Charles. Pero ngayon ang asawa niya ay si Camilla. At ang naging anak ni Prince Charles at ni Diana ay si Prince William. Ngayon, okay? At ang napangasawa ni Prince William ay si Kate. So, hindi rin pwede maging queen si Camilla at hindi rin pwede maging queen si Kate. Ang tawag lang sa kanila, Duchess. Okay? Royal escorts. Okay? At, ang susunod, in case mamatay si Prince Charles at mamatay si Prince William, ang susunod po ay si Prince George, na siyang panganay na anak ni Prince William at saka ni Prince, ni Duchess Kate Middleton. Okay? Kaya pasensya ka na, wala ka ng pag-asa na maging hari ng Inglaterra, malayong malayo. But, huwag kang mag-alala sapagkat meron kang dugong bughaw. Ang dugo ni Jesus ay nananalaytay sa iyo. Amen ba? At dahil nananalaytay ang dugo ni Jesus sa iyo, ay mayroong karapatan kang maghaharing kasama ni Jesus. Amen? Amen ba? Okay, sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, ikaw pala'y hari o ikaw pala'y reyna. You have to live up to your calling and to your destiny. Now, which brings us to the question, paano naging hari si David? No, pag-usapan natin si David. Kasi kung titingnan mo at i-analyze mo si David, malayo siyang maging hari because he was born in the wrong family. He was born in the wrong family. Kasi ang hari nung panahon na yon si Saul, okay, kaya kung meron mang susunod na maging hari sa kanya, it should be based on this, yung maging anak niya, probably Jonathan. And David was born in the wrong family order. No? Normally, ang naging hari, yung mga panganay. Tama ba? Ito nga huli, nakita natin. Hindi na mahalaga kung babae ka o lalaki. Basta, ikaw ang naging panganay. You can be the king or the queen. But David was the eighth. Kumbaga, sa pecking order, siya yung panghuli. Siya yung bunso. Napakalayo at napakalabong maging hari ni David. At he had the wrong work. Kumbaga, there is nothing in shepherding that will prepare you for royalty. Kasi once a shepherd, you will always be a shepherd. No, parang habang buhay ka na lang na shepherd. So, anong nangyari, no? Bakit ang isang batang pastol, isang paslit na walang pumapansin, isang binatilyo, no, na hinahamak-hamak, na kaligtaan ng sarili niyang tatay, ay naupo sa trono. No? Ito yung pag-aaral natin for the whole month of June. And I know it's gonna be an exciting journey upang makita natin that God is at work in your life. Even in the small things in your life. Amen? Amen ba? Huwag mong hahamakin ang mga maliliit na mga pasimula. Never despise the days of small beginnings. Huwag mong mamaliitin ang mga maliliit na bagay sa'yo. Sapagkat ang lahat ng yan ay ginagamit ng Diyos upang ihanda ka sa paghahari. Amen? Amen ba? Pwede mo palakpakan natin ng Panginoon. Let's talk about four things, no? How God made David a king. Paano ginawa ng Diyos? Of course, you will be a king if God is on your side. Definitely. It was the grace of God, it was the goodness of God that made David king. He was not made a king simply because he's good, but because his God is good. Amen? Kaya, over all these things, it was God who has orchestrated everything so that he will become a king. Pero anong ginamit ng Diyos para maging hari si David? Number one, a cause. Sabihin mo nga, a cause. Sa Tagalog, merong isang, ano ba yung cause? Anong Tagalog ng cause? Dahilan? Pero bukod sa dahilan, may mas malalim pang kahulugan yung cause eh. Merong adhikain, merong matinding pangangailangan, no, para maging hari. There was a cause. Not just a vision, but a cause. Merong isang mabigat na dahilan kung bakit siya ay hinirang na hari. Si Saul, si Haring Saul, na siyang naunang hari bago si David, siya ay naging hari because of envy and competition in the hearts of the Israelites. Sapagkat nung panahon na yon, ang Diyos ang hari ng buong Israel. Ang propeta at pari nung panahon na yon ay si Samuel. Nung kapag tinitingnan ng mga Israelita ang kanilang mga kapitbahay ng mga bansa, kagaya ng Syria, Philistia, Lebanon, pag tinignan nila ang Persia, tinignan nila yung mga nakapalibot sa kanila, inggit na inggit sila sapagkat meron silang hari. And they,
cried out to God and petitioned God na, Lord, bigyan mo naman kami ng hari na kagaya ng ibang mga bansa. So it was born out of envy. It was born out of a desire to catch up, siguro, no? Or keep up with the Joneses para hindi sila nahuhuli. Yun yung lang ng desire nila. At noong marinig yun ni Samuel, nagalit po siya sa mga tao. Sabi nila, hindi nyo ba alam na ang Diyos ang inyong hari? Hindi nyo kinakailangan ng human king. Pero ang sabi ng Diyos kay Samuel, pabayaan mo na lang sila. Sabi niya ganun, pagbigyan mo na lang. Kasi huwag kang malulungkot. Hindi naman ikaw ang nireject nila eh. They rejected me. So God permitted, in a way. Although He didn't like the idea, but He permitted. Minsan pagka ikaw makulit ka, at may hiningi ka sa Panginoon, na ang sabi ng Panginoon, hindi pwede, pero dahil sa kakulitan mo, no, ay nakuha mo pa rin. Sometimes, pagbibigyan ka na lang ni God. Alam mong sabi ng Panginoon sa mga Israelita, through Samuel, yes, you will have a king, pero brace yourselves for the high cost of big governance. Humanda-handa kayo. Bakit? Kapag nagkaroon kayo ng hari, kukunin ang mga ginto ninyo, kukunin ang mga pilak ninyo, mga mamahalin yung bato. Kukunin ang inyong pamilya, kukunin ang inyong mga anak, isasabak sa digmaan. Kukunin ang mga kabayo ninyo, kukunin ang inyong mga kamelyo. Papatawang kayo ng napakataas na tax. Alam, sabi ng mga tao, kahit na, di bale, no? Di bale, basta mahalaga, may hari kami. Sa katigasan ng ulo, pinagbigyan. No? Kaya kapatid, huwag matigas ang ulo. Amen? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, huwag matigas ang ulo. Be careful what you ask for, you might get it. Mag-iingat ka pag hingi-hingi sa Panginoon. Kung alam mo makasasama sa'yo, huwag mo nang ituloy. Amen? Kasi ganun nga nangyari eh. Alam natin ang storya, no? After David, Solomon, and all the succession of kings na talagang nilapastangan, pinagsamantalahan ng bansa, at inilayo ang bansa sa Diyos. Yun ang naging problema ng mga kaharian noong unang panahon. Okay, so, kita natin dito, si Saul ay bunga ng kanilang inggit. Kaya nagkaroon sila ng hari. But David was made king out of a need or a cause for a leader to unify, to protect, to direct, and to prosper a nation. Okay. Si Saul, nung nakita ng mga tao, parang a head taller than anyone else, is much like the Goliath of Israel. Sabi nila, siya yung aming hari because of his looks and his build. Nadali po ni Saul ang pagiging hari dahil sa kanyang kagwapuhan. No? Sa sobrang gandang lalaki, kakisigan, na humaling po ang buong Israel. Kaya lang ang problema, gandang lalaki lang. Hindi pwede yung gandang lalaki lang. Amen? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mong lalaki, hindi pwedeng pogi ka lang. Yeah? Hindi sapat yung pogi lang. No? Kasi si Saul, pang-porma lang. Nung naging hari si Saul, wala eh. Walang vision, walang character, walang courage. Kaya pang ano lang, pang representation lang. Status symbol. But he was not a real leader. David was a real leader. Okay? So, bakit ka ba nagiging leader? Alam, sabi ng iba, leaders are born. Sabi ng iba, leaders are made. Pero may isang author, ako nabasa, sabi niya, no, leaders are neither born nor made. They are summoned. They are called. Ibig sabihin, sa kaigtingan ng mga sitwasyon, sa kabigatan ng mga pangyayari, tumatayo ang mayroong pusong leader. Kasi pag walang nagli-lead, lumulutang yung totoong leader. No? Bakit? Tawag ng pagkakataon. Kaya pagka mayroong panganib, tumatayo yung tunay na leader. Kapagka mayroong dapat mangyari para sa isang bansa, lumulutang yung totoong leader. Hindi dahil siya'y pinanganak, hindi dahil siya'y inihanda, kundi dahil siya'y sa pagkakataong yun, ano, naramdaman niyo yung pagkatawag, kaya siya'y tumugon. That's a real leader really is. Dahil merong pangangailangang mabigat, he responds to the call. So that's number one, okay? It's a cause. No? Anong cause yung pinaglalaban mo, kapatid? Do you have a cause? Do you have a cause worth living for? Do you have a cause worth fighting for? Alam mo ba kung ano ibig sabihin ng cause? Yung cause, yung bang hindi ka makatulog dahil doon. Yung cause, yung hindi ka makakain dahil doon. No? Yung cause ay binabagabag ka nito. Laging laman ang isip mo. No? Alam mo na kung ano yung cause mo? Hindi boyfriend yun. Hindi rin girlfriend. Hindi rin naman magkaroon ng bagong cellphone o bagong sasakyan o bagong damit. Sometimes people nowadays, ang babaw ng dahilan kung ba't di ka nakakatulog. Di ba? Kasi binibilang mo yung likes nung pinost mo. That's the cause of your sleepless nights. The cause of your sleepless nights ay meron kang mga kausap doon sa ibang bansa. So you're sleepless. Is that a cause worth living for? Is that a cause worth fighting for? David had a cause that caused him sleepless nights, upset stomach. Why? Sapagkat ang bansa nila, nilalapastangan ng kabilang bansa. Nilalait-lait ng mga Filisteo. Ang kanyang bansa, inaalipusta. Kaya naghihimagsik yung kalooban niya. Hindi niya mapayagan yun. That's a cause. So sana naman, kapag ikay nalipasan ng gutom, no, hindi dahil kadodota. Amen? Hindi nalipasan ka ng gutom dahil ka-LOL. Kundi nalipasan ka ng gutom kaiisip sa bansa. Yun ang cause. Young people, I pray that God will give you a heart for the nation. Not just for yourself, not just for your family, but a heart and a vision bigger than your dreams and bigger than your life. So that's number one, a cause. Number two is a coach. So anong ginawa ng Panginoon, ano, so that to prepare David for kingship? God prepared a coach, Samuel. You need someone to discover you, someone to find you. You need someone to help you become what you can be or the best that you can be. So para kay David, inilaan ng Diyos si Samuel para siya to actually anoint him. You need someone to anoint you to become a king. You cannot just anoint yourself. Someone respected by the nation or respected by the group should be there to recognize you. Although si Samuel, nung una, hindi niya na-recognize. Hindi niya, akala nga niya, ang maging hari, yung kuye, si Eliab. So, hindi niya namalayan, no? Hindi niya una agad nakita si David. Okay? So, you need to be coach. You need someone to disciple you in a way. Kagaya ni David. Ang isang magandang katangian ni David is he was a listener and he was not just a listener, marunong makinig, kundi siya ay marunong ding sumunod. Unlike Saul, na hindi marunong makinig at hindi marunong sumunod. Maraming utos ang Panginoon kay Saul na hindi niya ginawa. Marami siyang mga pagsira sa mga usapan. Bakit? Hindi kasi siya marunong makinig. Now, madaling makinig kung yung coach mo ay mahusay. Kung meron kang Freddie Roach, kung meron kang Steve Kerr, kung meron kang sino yung coach ng ano? Ng Cavaliers? Tyrone? Oh yeah, Lou? Okay. So that marunong kang makinig. You must have a coach that is so great and so good to raise you up to the level of championship. We all need that coach. But somewhere between Samuel and Nathan, no? Kasi ang coach ni David nung nagsimula siya, si Samuel, yung propeta. Ang sumunod na naging coach niya, ang huling naging coach niya, si Nathan. Okay? Samuel and Nathan. But in between Samuel and Nathan, meron siyang naging coach. At yung coach niya, eh hindi, sa madaling salita, hindi mentor, tormentor. Sapagkat sa pagitan ni Samuel at saka ni Nathan, ang naging coach niya, si Saul. Yung hari mismo. Kasi kinailangan ng hari ng armor bearer na marunong kumanta at marunong tumagtog ng harpa. Sapagkat nung panahon na yon, no, nung nagsisimula na siyang sumuway sa Diyos, nagsisimula na rin mawala sa sarili itong si King Saul. At pag nawawala sa sarili, kailangan may tutugtog ng gitara. Eh si David magaling maggitara. So siya ay nakaon mula doon sa pagpapastol at naging manunugtog ng hari. The sweet singer of the king. So every time natutugtog itong si David, no, mawawala yung nervous breakdown, mawawala yung paranoia ng hari at magkakalma yung mahal na hari because of the music that David produces. Next week, we'll be talking about, you know, David as the singer. Okay? We'll have a guest group next week, Coro Cantabile. Don't miss that. No? They will be promoting here next Sunday. They will perform a choir next Sunday. But anyway, just a promotion. Okay? So si David ang ginamit ng Panginoon. Sa pagiging manunugtog niya, naging armor bearer din siya. Naging sundalo din siya. No? At naging halos kanang kamay ng mahal na hari dahil laging kasama ng mahal na hari. Sa madaling salita, ang exposure ni David sa royalty ay si King Saul. And he learned a lot from Saul. Primarily from his mistakes. He learned a lot from Saul. No. Pero how do you handle that? No. How do you handle, kung yung coach mo ay hindi sumusunod sa Diyos, kung yung coach mo ay sumuway sa Panginoon, how do you handle that? Sa totoo lang, si David, ang trabaho lang niya is ingatan ng mahal na hari as an armor bearer. Konting kibot lang ni David, konting pagkakamali lang niya, ikapapahamak ng hari. But he was so devoted. He was so devoted to the king. Na maraming mga pagkakataon na pinagtangkaan mismo siya ng sarili niyang mentor. What if your own mentor? What if your own pastor? No? Eh, sinisibat ka. Kasi alam mo, isang araw tumutugtog si David ng gitara. No, napagtripan siya nung hari, kumuha ng sibat, at sisibatin siya. Buti na lang, nakatakas. What if your mentor is like that? A tormentor. No? Siguro napakadali mong i-criticize, napakadali mong ikwento sa iba ang ginagawa sa iyo nung nitong walang puso na hari na ito na pinagtataangkang ka. At may mga pagkakataon nung naging kaibigan na niya si Jonathan, yung mahal, anak na mahal na hari, you know, eh, you know, King Saul felt betrayed and then he began his quest to eliminate David. Kasi naramdaman niya, banta sa kaharian si David. Banta sa pagiging hari ng sarili niyang anak. Banta sa trono si David. And he began persecuting David. Pero anong response ni David?
sa kanyang coach. How did he respond to his coach? Did he malign his coach? Did he lambast his coach? Did he hurl another spear against his coach? No, he didn't. In fact, lahat ito, preparation for David to become the next king. No? Ilang pagkakataon yun na pwede nang patayin ni David si King Saul, but he didn't. Pero isang pagkakataon sa kuweba ng Adulam, kung saan doon nagtatago si David at hinahabol siya ni King Saul, sabi ni King Saul doon sa kanyang mga bataan, "Diyan muna kayo kasi kailangan ko mag-toilet." No? At noong pumunta siya sa kuweba para doon siya gawin niya yung dapat niyang gawin, nagalit ho yung mga kasama ni David, 600 of them, no? Na may mga problema sa bansa. At ang sabi nila, pambihira itong mahal na hari na ito, no? No? Hinahabol na tinutugoy sa tayo, dinumihan pa yung tirahan natin. At ang sabi nila, "David, ito na yung pagkakataon mo, pwede mo nang patayin habang nakataligod yung hari. Pwede mo nang saksakin." At ang ginawa ni David, pinuntahan niya yung hari, nilapitan niya. At sa halip na saksakin niya, alam mong ginawa niya, pinuto lang niya yung laylayan. At nung makaalis sa si King Saul, nung nakababa na doon sa kuweba, saka siya nagpakita, sabi niya, "Haring, mahal na hari," sabi niya ganoon, "Your Majesty, bakit ba ako hinahabol mo? Ba't ba ako pinapersecute?" Sabi niya, "Binigay ka na ng Diyos sa aking kamay. Ang sabi nun ng mga tauhan ko, patayin na kita. But I didn't. And to prove that my intention is good, see, I have a piece of your robe. Abot kamay na kita. Isang unday ka lang, isang saksa ka lang. Tapos ka na. Pero hindi ko na ginawa. Sapagkat ang sabi niya, I should not lay a hand on the Lord's anointed." Grabe ang puso nitong si David. Meron pang isang pagkakataon. Alam mo, nagsisid si King Saul. Sabi niya, "Anak," sabi niya gano'n kay David, "ikaw ba yan?" Sabi niya gano'n. Sabi niya, "Patawarin mo ako, mula nga hindi na kita hahabulin at tutugisin." Pero akala mo, natapos na yon. Hindi pa rin eh. Tinugis pa rin. Isang pagkakataon naman, nasa valley sila, natutulog. Si David naman, nasa itaas ng bundok. At ang sabi niya, "Sinong sasama sa akin para puntahan natin si King Saul?" Habang natutulog po ang lahat, nakapaligid ang mga general kay King Saul, nakapaligid po mga sundalo, natutulog ang mga tent, pinuntahan ni David sa gitna mismo kung saan pinalilibutan ng mga general si King Saul. At dahan-dahan po niyang kinuha yung sibat sa ulunan ni King Saul. At ang sabi ni Abishai, sabi ni Abishai, itong kanyang kanang kamay, isa sa mga sundalo ni David, sabi niya, "David, sabihin mo lang, itong sibat na to, itutuhog ko lang sa ulo niya, sa sentido. Hindi na yan iimik. Hindi yan sisigaw. Patay agad yan." Kasi, tingnan mo, David, bata pa yung hari, oh. Bata pa si King Saul. Hindi pa mamamatay ito, eh. Ang hirap na ng buhay natin. Lagi tayo nasa kuweba, lagi tayo sa bundok, malayo tayo sa pamilya. Namimiss ko na yung misis ko. Namimiss ko na yung mga anak ko. Isang unday lang to. Isang saksak lang to. Patay to. Sabihin mo lang, David. Sabihin mo lang. Alam mo, sabi nitong si David, hangal ka eh. Sabi niya, "Hangal ka, Abishai. Bakit ko pagbubuhatan ng kamay ang mahal na hari? Kung siya'y kukunin ng Diyos, kukunin siya ng Diyos, pero hindi sa kamay ko. Hindi ako ang magiging dahilan para matapos ang paghahari niya. At kailanman hindi sa akin manggagaling yun." Kinuha niya yung sibat, kinuha niya yung banga. Tumakbo sila, akit ng bundok. Pagdating sa tuktok ng bundok, sumigaw, "Abner! Joab!" Amin ganon. "Anong ginagawa ninyo? Hindi niyo binabantayan ng mahal na hari." Nagising si Joab. "Sino yung lapastangan nagsasalita laban sa hari?" Sabi niya, "Bakit tutulog-tulog ka sa panahon ng iyong tungkulin? Alam mo bang nandiyan kami kangina? Ito yung sibat ng hari. Ito yung banga sa kanyang ulunan." Isa lang, patay na eh. But David never lifted a hand on the king. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Alam mo, yun ang materiales puertes ng mga magahari eh. Kasi ikaw magahari ka rin. Kung ikaw magahari at ang puso mo ay merong rebellion merong paghihibagsik. No? Hindi ka magiging karapat-dapat na hari. Alam mo, kapag ikaw ay merong rebellion sa iyong puso, ang mga nasa ilalim mo, magiging rebelde din sa iyo. Napansin mo ba, sa buong pag-ahari ni David, ni isa sa kanya mga sundalo, walang nagrebelde sa kanya? Ang nagrebelde lang sa kanya, yung anak niya eh. Pero ni isa sa mga sundalo niya, walang nagrebelde sa kanya. Lahat loyal. Why? Because they saw the loyalty of David to his king. But if you're a rebel, then yung mga followers mo will also rebel against you. Mana-mana lang yan eh. Amen ba? Amen po ba? So, we need a coach. We need someone to lead us, to guide us. We need someone to tell us kung ano yung mga dapat ayusin sa atin. Hindi naman sa yung coach natin eh, parang di na tayo mabubuhay na walang coach, ano? But we need someone to unleash the greatness in us. We need someone to help us during the time na may mga blind spots sa buhay natin. Mga bagay natin, hindi natin namamalayan. Kailangan may magsasabi sa atin. We need a coach. We are destined for the throne and you need to be coached. Amen ba? Amen ba? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, magpa-coach ka na. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sige, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. Then, number three is character development. No? Character development. And how do you develop your character? How do you develop that? How do you have that kind of character that befits a king? No? It takes preparation. Hindi naman na-develop ang character overnight eh. Si Saul, nung siya'y napiling hari, he had stunning looks and built. He was like a superstar. Guwapo talaga. But David, hindi siya ganun ka-stunning. Hindi ganun ka-lakas ang dating ni David sa kanyang physical, sa kanyang physique. No? But ang comment ng Bible sa kanya, he was a man after God's own heart. Si Saul was self-centered. He was self-consumed and self-serving, while David was God-centered and people-oriented. Si Saul was a man-pleaser. Takot siya sa sasabihin ng mga tao. Alam mo, mahirap maging leader ka kapag ka ikaw takot sa sasabihin ng mga tao? You cannot be a good leader if you're afraid of people. But David was a God-pleaser. A God-pleaser. Not men-pleaser. They both had the Spirit of God. Parehong ang Holy Spirit ay dumapo sa kanila eh. Pero ang kaibahan lang, mas obedient si David kesa kay Saul. So ano mga preparasyon kinakailangan ano, to develop this character? Alam niyo ba si Saul ay anak ng isang prominenteng magsasaka. Ang pangalan ng kanyang tatay ay si Kish. At presumably, si Saul ay nag-iisang anak. Nag-iisang anak ni Kish. Samantalang si David ay pangwalong anak ng isang tagapag-alaga ng tupa na si Jesse. So, ang kaibahan lang ng dalawang ito, si David ay nagtatrabaho. Si Saul ay hindi. Yun lang ang kaibahan ng dalawa. Nung ako'y bata, meron akong matalik na kaibigan. Sabay ho kami nag-elementary at may kaya ho sila. May kamag-anak ding milyonaryo. Lagi ho kami magkasama. At mas madalas, pag magkasama po kami, akong nalilibre. Madalas kaming pumunta po nung carnival dyan sa may Araneta. Naabutan nyo pa ba yun? No? Madalas kaming pumunta ng Luneta. Uso pa nun yung ano, yung... Masi tatay kasi niya, may Volkswagen, no? Doon kami sumasakay. Punta kami ng Luneta, tapos pasyal kami sa Luneta. Wala man akong pera. Pero siya may pera. So, lililibre kami sa hotdog, yung mga pipi. Alam niyo yung mga pipi? Sino inabutan niyo yun? Yung sa may, ano, yung mga, may mga pipi doon na nagluluto ng hotdog. Tuturo mo lang kung ano yung gusto mo. Mga foot long na mga hotdogs. At isa yun sa mga lagi ko kinasasabikan, no, when we go there to Luneta with my friend. So they're well off, no? At maraming mga pagkakataon na may konti akong inggit sa kanya kasi may katulong sila sa bahay, kami wala eh. Tapos may kaya sila, nabibili niya yung gusto niya. May mga nakakabili sila nung ano, yung mga miniature na mga aircraft carrier, mga tangke, tapos nakakapag-painting sila because they have the money. I don't have. Ako, nakikipinta lang ako doon. Nakikipinta, nakikigawa lang ako. At sa bahay, para ako magkapera, minsan ay kinakailangan tumulong ako sa palaisdaan. Pero hindi ko nga matandaan kung kailan ako nabigyan ng pera ng tatay ko pag lusong ko sa palaisdaan. But bilang young people, no, it was very hard for us, andito yung kapatid ko, si Fed, because we had to work. We had to work sa palaisdaan. We had to be a part. Ang summer namin nasa palaisdaan. Ang summer namin hindi yung, alam mo yun, yung summer na wala kang gagawin, hallelujah. No? Wala kang gagawin kundi mag-online. Ang summer po namin ay sa palaisdaan. We have to be in the palaisdaan kasama ng tatay para magbantay sa mga bangus at magbantay sa mga alaga niya. So we had to work. And maraming mga pagkakataon sinasabi ko, bakit ko kinakailangan magtrabaho? Ba't kinakailangan ako'y utusan dito sa amin? Di ba, ilang kami magkakapatid? Pito. Kaya ho, pagka inutusan ng ate ko, mamalengke ka, hahanapin naman ng ate ko yung kuya. O itong basket, mamalengke ka. Hahanapin naman ni kuya yung diko. O ikaw ang tumakbo sa palengke. Hahanapin ng diko yung sangko. At hahanapin ng sangko si Ped. Ayan. At hahanapin naman ako ni Ped. Bandang huli, ako hong mamamalengke. No? Bakit? Sa pecking order, ako yung huli. Eh, kung di ka naman pwede pasa kay Carol, maliit pa. Yung aking kapatid, babae pa. So ako hong namamalengke. Lahat ng mga trabaho ng mga naunang kapatid, sa akin hong nauuwi lahat. Pati pagtatapon ng basura, pati lahat yung mga trabaho sa bahay. No. Mahirap po eh. Mahirap maging bunso. Sino mga bunso dito? Taas ang kamay ng mga bunso. Yan po, mga kaawa-awang nila lang. Kasi, lalo kung lalaki ka, sa'yo mauuwi lahat ng trabahong bahay. And so, may inggit ako dun sa kaibigan ko, bakit siya, alam mo yun, marami siyang time, marami siyang panahon, marami siyang gamit, marami siyang laruan, hindi siya nagtatrabaho, no? Laro-laro lang. Nakakalaro din naman ako dahil nakakasama ko siya. I really like the guy. At hanggang ngayon, best friend ko pa rin siya. No? Kaya lang, ngayon ko lang na-realize that, you know, yung palang mga nangyari yun nung bata ako, yung hirap ng buhay, yung kailangan ka lumusong sa putik, kailangan mong magtrabaho, kinakailangan mong maglinis ang bahay, lalo may tiyahin kami na ano, pinatitira kami doon para kaming boot camp. No, yung tiyahin namin, pagising mo sa umaga, ang kailangan mong hawak, bunot, walis. At pakikintabin mo lahat ng mga sahig, pati hagdan, pati yung mga bintana na yari sa kapis. Bawat isa doon, dududududutin mo. Talagang boot camp yun, no? Pag hindi malinis, pipinguting ka. Yung patilya mong ganun, hahatake na ganun. Ang hirap po talaga ng buhay namin noon, no? But come to think of it, you know, yung palang lahat ng yun, preparation so that I can be what I am right now. Yung kaibigan ko, na best friend ko, na hindi lumaki sa hirap, no? Alam mo, hindi na umasenso ang buhay. At meron pang pagkakataon na I had to help him so that he can go to the States. Merong ilang mga tulong ako nagawa sa kanya kasi hindi siya makafocus sa work. Wala siyang endurance, wala siyang patience, no? Madali siyang magpalit ng trabaho, no? Why? Because lumaki siya sa layaw. Lumaki siya sa dinudulot ang lahat. Kaya kung ikaw dumadaan ka sa hirap, mabuti para sa'yo. Amen ba? Amen ba? Pagka pinaglilinis ka ng bahay ng nanay mo, huwag sasama loob mo. Amen? Pag pinaguhugas ka ng pinggan, huwag nagmamaktol. Amen? Kasi lahat yan preparasyon para ka maging hari. Amen? Kaya yung mga magulang na nandito, huwag niyong ispoil din ang inyong mga anak. Sabihin mo sa kanya, pagising sa umaga, mahal na hari, magwalis na kayo. Mahal na reyna, umigib ka na. Ano? Kasi lahat yan, preparation for character development. It develops endurance, no? You know why we have so many problems with the millennials? Kasi nga, dinudulot natin lahat eh. At kapag ka may gagawin silang isang bagay, misa kailangan pang suhulan. Dagdagan ko baon mo, gawin mo lang ito. So what are we teaching them, no? Na kailangan may katapat na pera para trumabaho. And sometimes, you know, it kills passion, it kills drive. Sabi mo, bigyan kita ng 200, gawin mo to. Eh what if isang araw sabi niya, ayoko ng 200 eh. Kulang. So, dan makita nila, there's some things in life na gagawin ka na hindi mo kinakailangan ng remuneration. Hindi mo kinakailangan ng kapalit na pera. May mga bagay na ginagawa ka na walang katumbas. Amen ba? Hindi kayang tumbasan ng pera. Bakit? Bahagi ng pagpapanday ng ating buhay at bahagi ng ating significance as a person yung gumawa ng isang bagay na hindi binabayaran. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? When was the last time that you did something not for money? Ibig sabihin, no, that really develops character in you. Dahil spoiled brat itong si Saul, nawala yung ano? Nawala yung donkey? Donkey? Nung tatay? Hindi makita. Pinahanap kay Saul. Alam mo, hinanap naman ni Saul. Kaya lang, napagod sila kahanap. Sabi niya, uwi na tayo. Uwi na tayo. Sabi niya sa servant, baka nag-aalala na si tatay, tayo na hinahanap, di natin makita yung donkey. Alam mo, hindi marunong mag-alaga itong si Saul. Nawawala ng donkey. At kapag nawala, at hindi na makita, titigil na. Hihinto na. Bakit? Pagod na eh. Pagod na ako, hey, tigil na tayo. No? O mahaba na, tigil na tayo. That is totally unlike David. Kasi si David, walang nawawalang tupa sa kanya. Kapag si David ang bantay ng kawan, walang tupang mawawala. At kapag may dumating na leon, pag may dumating na oso, ano, ay talagang, sabi nga, pag nakita mo daw, di ba sino nagsabi, when you see me fighting with a bear, Kobe Bryant said, don't pray for me, pray for the bear. Kasi, merienda ko lang yung bear. Almusal ko lang yung leon. Hindi niya sinabi kay King Saul nung magkaharap sila na kaya ko patayin, patumbahin niya si Goliath. Bakit? Dahil isang araw nakapatay ako ng leon, isang araw nakapatay ako ng oso. Hindi ganun ang sabi ni David kay King Saul. Ang sabi niya ganito, you know, I have fought with lions and bears. Hindi isa lang. And I always prevail. Okay? Hindi minsan lang. Maraming leon at maraming oso ang pinatumba ni David. Why? Kasi kapag siya ang bantay, ha? Walang pork chop na lamb na makakain yung mga leon. Walang burger na makakain ng mga leon. na mayroong pati na ang laman ay lamb. Never, never in his turn. Why? Because of his faithfulness. Why? Na-develop yung character eh. Kaya nga, kung yung kawan, handa niyang ibigay ang buhay niya doon sa kakarampot na kawan na alaga niya. Kaya nung nakita niyang inaalipusta yung kanyang bansa, hindi nakayanan ang loob ni David eh. Nagpuyos yung kalooban niya. Sabi niya, itong si Goliath, minamaliit yung mga Israelita, yung mga sundalo, hinahamak-hamak, nilalait-lait, pinipintasan, binubuli. Eh nung marinig ni David yun, naghibagsik yung kalooban niya. Sabi niya, sino ba itong? Sa English, sabi, uncircumcised Philistine ito. Ang hirap sabihin sa Tagalog eh. Sino bang supot na Pilisteo ito? Hinahamak-hamak. Talagang naghimagsik yung kalooban niya. Hindi niya matanggap. Bakit? Kasi kung merong lalapa sa tupa niya, ibibigay niya buhay niya. Kung merong mananakit sa kanyang mga tupa, talagang magpapakamatay siya para sa kanyang tupa. Lalo pa yung bayan niyang inalipusta. So, hindi ako papayag. Kahit bata akong ganito, lalabanan ko yan. Paano nangyari yun? That developed, why? Because he was a shepherd. Kaya nga, no wonder, kapag ka naghanap ang Diyos ang tagapagligtas ng bansa, Moses, sinanay muna maging pastol for 40 years in Midian. Pagkakailangan niya ng hari, ang hinahanapan niya ng magiging hari, galing dun sa koral ng mga tupa. Yan ang klase ng mga hari na hinahanap ng Panginoon. Amen ba, mga kapatid? Amen ba? So, sa hirap na dinadaanan mo ngayon, wag mong mamaliitin yan. No, kasi lahat yan, mga puhunan ng Diyos sa iyo, mga binhi yan na itinatanim sa puso mo. Lahat ng mga paghihirap na dinadaanan mo, lahat ng mga setbacks, lahat ng mga rejection, lahat ng mga karanasan mong mapapait, lahat yan binhi. Lahat yan seeds. Kung ikaw matabang lupa, yung seed na naitanim sa iyo, tutubo. Pero pagka yung puso mo mapait, tinamnan mo ng binhi, hindi tutubo. Kaya pahintulutan mo ang Diyos na gumalaw sa iyong buhay sa kabila ng mga rejection sa iyo, sa kabila ng mga pagtanggi ng mga tao. Diba? Noon kang nagharap na magiging kapalit si ang Diyos kay Saul. Kasi nga, dalawang beses sumuway sa Diyos eh. Yung una, mainipin si Saul. No? Sabi mo nga, mainipin. Huwag mo na tingnan yung katabi mo. Mainipin. Sabi ng ni Saul, ni Samuel, susunod ako sa iyo, punta ka doon, no? After 7 days, punta ako dyan, hintay mo lang ako. Habang yung po mga kalaban ay nagsasama-sama na para labanan ng Israel. Nung nandun na si Saul, kasama ng mga sundalo, at habang dumadami pa yung mga kalabang po mapalibot sa kanila, mga Filisteo, nagpanik si Saul. Nainip. Sabi niya, tagal naman ni Samuel. Ang tagal naman. No? At sa sobrang inip, ang ginawa niya, yung dapat hindi niya ginagawa, ginawa niya. Naghandog ng handog na susunugin sa Diyos. Which was only an exclusive function for the priest. Hindi pwedeng gawin ng hari yun eh. So naghandog siya ng handog na susunugin. Nagalit si Samuel nung makita yun. Sabi niya, pambira ka. Bakit ginawa mo yun? Yan, nainip ako sa iyo. Eh. Tagal mo kasi. But you cross boundaries. You transgress. You trespass. Hindi mo boundary yan eh. Hanggang dito ka lang. Lumampas ka eh. At dahil doon, tinanggihan ka na ng Diyos, nireject ka na ng Diyos. Yung pangalawang palpak niya, yung sabi ng Panginoon, puksain mo ang buong Amalekites, no? Puksain mo lahat, wala ka ititira. Ano ginawa ni Saul? Ba, tinirang buhay yung hari, tinirang yung mga malulusog na mga tupa, mga kamelyo, mga baka, lahat itinira. Nung pinagalitan ni Saul, anong ginawa mo? Di ba sabi ko sa'yo, puksain mo lahat, sunugin mo lahat, wala kang ititira.
Sabi niya, sinunod ko naman ang utos mo. Sumalakay kami. Pinatay naman namin lahat. No? Pero yung mga tupa, no? Eh, sabi ng mga sundalo ko, maganda daw ihandog sa Diyos mo. Pero pinatay ko. Pinatay ko ang lahat. Pero sabi ng mga sundalo ko, magandang yung mga gandang tupa, ihandog sa Diyos mo. So kapag kasisihan na, nanunuro na. Siya kasi may kasalanan, yung mga sundalo kasi, natakot ako sa mga tao. Sabi na bang hinahanap ng Panginoon? Sakripisyo, offering, o obedience? Yung ginawa mo, witchcraft. Yung ginawa mo, rebellion. Yung ginawa mo, idolatry. And because of that, the Lord has taken away the kingdom from you and will give it to someone better than you. Your neighbor. Kapitbahay mo lang, Bethlehem, Benjamin. And God rejected Saul because of that. Because he didn't have the character of becoming a king. So maari maging hari ka eh. Dahil magaling ka, matalino ka, magaling ka magsalita, matapang ka, siguro, pwede yun. Pero what will keep you on the throne is character. Yung pagkatao mo, yung puso mo. At that's what David has. Okay. So, kapatid, lahat ng dinadaanan mo sa mundo, no, bahagi yan ng mga paghahanda ng Diyos sa iyo. Kaya wag mong kamumuhian, wag mong ikalulungkot ang lahat ng iyong pinagdadaanan. Sapagkat walang sayang sa Panginoon. Amen ba? Amen ba? Let's take a look at how Mark Zuckerberg, no? Kilala si Mark Zuckerberg? Siya ang, actually, he's a Jew. At siya ho ang naka-imbento ng Facebook sa kanyang kwarto, no? And how he became a multi-millionaire because of this discovery. Okay, let's watch this. Okay, no matter what people say, never doubt, no, your dreams. No, always believe in your dreams. No? David was rejected by his own father, by his own brothers. David was even rejected by Samuel at first. Diba? Nung rumampa si Eliab sa harapan ni Samuel, ang sabi niya, ito na yung hari. Kasi siguro ang idol nila noon, si King Saul, lahat, alam mo yun, ginagaya yung si King Saul. At nung makita ni Samuel si Eliab, kamukha ni King Saul. Tall, dark, and handsome. Probably siya na yung papahiran ko ng langis para maging susunod na hari. But, sabi ng Lord, don't look at appearances. I have rejected this man. Don't be deceived by appearances. Amen? So, hindi ibig sabihin, guwapo, God's will na. Amen ba? Young people, hindi ibig sabihin maganda, God's will na. Kasi nakakagoyo yung ganda. Nakakaloko yung kagwapuhan. So don't be deceived by external looks. And his own father, no, forgot about him. Rumampa na nga yung pito eh. Sabi ni Samuel, lahat ito tinanggihan ng Diyos eh. Ayaw ni God dito sa pito eh. Wala ka na ba talagang anak? Tsaka lang niya naalala, meron pa pala akong isa. Nandun, nag-aalaga ng tupa. Si David. Tsaka palang pinatawag si David. So his father never believed in him. His brothers rejected him. So imagine mo. Imagine mo. If you have experiences of rejection. No? Pero lahat ng yan, binhi yan. Amen? Lahat yan seeds to prepare you for greatness. Amen? So ano nga yung tatlo? Number one? Number one, a cause. Number two, a coach. Number three, character development. Pang-apat, no? Number four, is courage. Sabi mo, courage. Okay. Yeah. We need courage. To lead a nation, you need courage. In facing lions and bears and Goliaths and opposition and rejection, you need courage. Saul was a coward. He panicked. No, in delays. He panicked. He was afraid of the people. But David had the courage. In 1 Chronicles chapter 11 verse 1. Basahin natin ito. 1 Chronicles 11 verse 1. Okay? Let's read this. Ready, go. Then all Israel went to David at Hebron and told him, "We are all members of your family. For a long time, even when Saul was our king, you were the one who really led Israel. And the Lord your God has told you, you will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. You will be their leader." Ano sinasabi sa 1 Chronicles chapter 11? Sabi ni ng mga buong bayan to lumapit kay David. Patay na si Saul. Sabi niya, "We are all members of your family. For a long time, even while Saul was our king, you were the one who really led Israel. Bagamat si Saul ang may corona, ikaw ang totoong leader. People don't follow titles. They follow courage." Hindi dahil may title ka, susundan ka na ng mga tao. Hindi dahil meron kang title na manager, title na supervisor, may title ka na boss, may title ka na president, may title ka na congressman, may title ka na senador, susundin ka na ng mga tao. No. People don't follow titles, they follow courage. And when you are courageous, people are attracted to you. That's what made him king. That's what made God, no, take David as a replacement of Saul. Sabi nga ni Paul Scanlon, a lion leading a flock of sheep can defeat a herd of lions led by a sheep any time of the day. Ulitin ko ha. A lion, ang isang leon, leading a flock of sheep. Ang kanyang mga tagasunod ay mga tupa. Pero ang leader, leon, kayang-kayang talunin ang isang kawan ng mga leon, pero ang leader nila, tupa. It boils down to leadership. Brothers and sisters, we need courage. We have a nation to change. We have a world to conquer. And that's not for the weak. And that's not for the coward. That's for the courageous. That's for the brave-hearted people of God. Ang kailangan natin, tapang. Amen ba? You will face more opposition. You will face more rejections in life. You will face more setbacks. Marami ka pang haharapin ng mga problema. Marami ka pang mga pagsubok na haharapin. No, but never give up. Amen? Amen ba, mga kapatid? Amen ba? So, even if there will be rejections here and there, even if there will be opposition, take courage. Do not be discouraged. Take heart.
Be strong. Be courageous. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. At kahit sabihin mo pa na magaling ka, people will still reject you. Imagine mo nga, si Jesus nga, pinakadakila na sa lahat. Siya na pinakamahusay, pinaka-excellent, pinaka-magaling, pinaka-matalino, pinaka sa lahat ng pinaka. No? And still people reject him. Kaya if people reject you, don't find you appealing, don't find you attractive, don't find you, no, na parang worth following, no? It's okay. We're not perfect. Even if my Lord, who was perfect, was rejected, how much more shall we be? No? Kaya tanggapin mo lang ito. At tanggapin mo galing sa kamay ng Diyos. No? Who would have thought that the early years of David were divinely ordained by God? Lahat ng hirap na dinaanan ni David, lahat yun divinely ordained by God to prepare him for greatness. Let's watch another video. And this guy is really threatening, no, all the delivery companies, no, in the world, especially Amazon. No, takot na takot ng Amazon sa kanya. This guy is the head of Alibaba, Jack Ma. Let's watch this.
A lot of fail. I failed for funny things that I failed a key primary school test for 2 times. And I failed 3 times for the middle schools. You know, for 3 years I tried to fill in the universities. So I applied jobs for 30 times, got rejected. I went for a police, they said, no, you're not good. I went to even the KFC. When KFC came to China, come to my city, 24 people went for the job. 23 people were accepted. I was the only one guy. And we went for police. 5 people, 4 of them accepted. I was the only guy that I received it. So for me, being turned down, rejected. Oh, by the way, I told you that I applied for Harvard for 10 times rejected. I know if you reject, I just don't want to say that.
Yeah, sorry now.
I think we have to get used to it. We're not that good. Even today, we still have a lot of people reject us. I don't think in this world there are a lot of people be rejected more than 30 times. If we, you know, the only thing we never give up, the only thing like we're like a Forrest Gump, we keep on fight, we keep on change ourselves. We don't complain. Whether you were successful or not successful, I find that people, when they finish the job, if they make the mistake, if they fail, if they always complain the others, this guy will never come back. If the guy only check himself, yeah, something wrong with me here, something wrong with me there, this guy has a hope.
Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Lord. What's so good about Jack Ma when he said, get used to that. People will reject you. People, you will fail. Get used to that. No, stop complaining and stop criticizing and stop blaming others. And look inside of you. And find God inside of you. Amen? Amen ba? Kaya ho, David became the king because he has a shepherd's heart. Anong klase ng heart meron siya? He has a pure heart. He has a courageous heart. No? He has a heart that has been prepared, enduring and patient heart. Hindi mo matatalo si David. Why? Because his heart is patient and enduring. Let's pray that God will give us the same heart. Amen? At alam mo kung bakit gano'n na lang ang puso ni David? Because he knew God as his shepherd when he declared in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside quiet waters. The Lord is my shepherd. He restores my soul. The Lord is my shepherd. No, even I walk through the dark valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because He is my shepherd. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Kahit marami nagre-reject sa akin, kahit marami akong kaaway, maraming opposition, may kapayapaan ako. Why? Because you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My heart overflows. My cup overflows. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Kilala ni Jesus, kilala ni David si Jesus as his shepherd. And true enough, in the New Testament, pinakilala ni Jesus kung sino siya. Sabi niya, I am the good shepherd. You know, what's the ultimate quality of a good shepherd? Giving his life for the sheep. That's what David was, and that's who Jesus is. Amen? Kapatid, I pray that you will find and you will know who Jesus is in your life. And I pray that in your life, as you scan your history, as you scan your past, no, mula nung bata ka, 5 years old ka, 12 years old ka, nung nag-teenager ka, nung nag-high school ka, nag-college ka, na masukang ka na, no, when you look back, you will see all and daming failures, and daming setbacks, and daming rejection, but you emerge victorious. Amen? Because God was the one orchestrating everything so that lahat na nangyayari sa buhay mo is divinely ordained. Whether good or bad, it's always for your good. Amen?